at WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on
ABC
the Civic
News,
Media
I'm
app.
Chuck Sievertson. The search for those considered missing in the Maui wildfires is done, down to 66, says Hawaii Governor Josh Green.
It's going to be a long process for us to rebuild and heal. And we're grateful for the love and support coming to Maui from around the country and around the world.
115 dead, over 7,500 survivors have been relocated to hotels and Airbnbs. Losing his attempt to get his Georgia election interference charges moved to a federal court, former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows, he could appeal. The grand jury report in that investigation has been released to the public, revealing the panel wanted to charge not just President Trump and 18 others, but 39 people, including South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I voted to certify the election. To suggest I'm part of some grand scheme to overturn the election makes no sense.
Hurricane Lee is still over 1,000 miles away. Next week, forecasters say it's expected to churn up big waves and rip currents on the East Coast. This is ABC News. An emergency order suspending the right to carry firearms in public in Albuquerque and the surrounding county for at least 30 days from New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham amid a spurt of gun violence. A new tool to prevent opioid overdose deaths will be available over-the-counter next week, a non-prescription nasal spray, naloxone, that reverses the effects of an overdose. White House Office of National Drug Control Policy Director Rahul Gupta in Washington.
We want to make sure that whether you're a school, a business, a restaurant, no matter where you are, or an office building, you want to have access to this life-saving measure.
Stuck with an unspecified medical condition 3,000 feet underground in a cave in Turkey, the American explorer Mark Dickey, the head of the rescue unit.
We gave 4 units of blood cell solution to him and also some medications for his stomach and for his general condition.
And now they're trying to get him out of there, out of that cave. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there. See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Cody Cup, Hitney Cup, baby.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
I cannot hear you,
Robert.
Don't have you. There you go.
Hey, Kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Dega. And this portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, I always like to be right. Thank you so much, Haley. Hey, it's fun Friday here, and we're with State Senator Mary Kunish, and we love speaking and talking to the senator about what's going on and what's happening all over Turtle Island, and specifically in the Twin Cities and the senator's district. So, hey, welcome, State Senator Mary Kunish.
Hello, everybody. It's good to be here with you.
Right on. Hey, so we just ended the fair, and a lot of things happening out there. It was kind of fun to go out there and not only see you, but I saw other senators and representatives at the educational building, and there was a survey that I took, and had some pretty interesting questions, and I'm glad it was out there. And so how was your fair, and what's happening?
The fair was great. It was super hot. And now, of course, today it's down into the 60s. I think it right. Yesterday it was at least 30 degrees cooler than the day before. So I don't know if Minnesota has all of a sudden just moved itself into autumn, which means our leaves are going to be falling and changing color soon. That's always lovely. School started, and I've been working on a lot of legislative stuff that is coming up this weekend. I'm getting ready to go ricing. I'm going to go up and go ricing with Rory Wakeham up and a bunch of his crew, and one of my daughters and her partner and little girl are going to go up with me, and it looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend for ricing.
Wow, that's awesome.
I'm really excited. It's been a long time since I've been able to go ricing, so this is the weekend to do it.
Wow, that is really cool. Where do you know, where are you going to be ricing it, on the lake up there, or?
Up near Palisade, Minnesota, up there. Yeah.
Oh, kind of up by Winona's old house up there.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Cool. Very cool. Wow. That's so are you going to do the whole process? You're going to be in the canoe with the sticks and popping it into the canoe and then going and heating it up and getting the tusk off and bringing me.
You know, I hope I do a little bit of all of that. Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's excellent. That is really excellent. I'm jealous. I'll be heading to New York. So take a few days off.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to a few days off. There's not good phone reception up there, so I'll just turn off my phone. I have a new tent. I'm airing out my sleeping bag. It's been a while since I've been camping, too. So I actually am looking very much forward to this.
Wow, I didn't realize that, because, you know, roughing it for Wendy and I is like not having a mint on her pillow. that's roughing it, but you're really going to be doing it.
I'm going to be doing it. You bet.
That's excellent. What else is going on? Did you get a lot of constituents at the fair? You know, stopping in and thanking you guys for such a great session.
There were a lot of people that came in and said thank you very much. Many of them had their own special areas, a lot around healthcare. Environment was a big one as well. Education, of course. I'm trying to think of what else. I had a really good discussion with this young couple, but I don't remember what it was. But it was good. And just, yeah, it was, it's always nice to get out there and meet a broad breadth of folks, not just my own constituents, but people from around Minnesota.
Yeah, definitely. The Minnesota, Haley called it the Minnesota Great Sweat Together, and I had to agree this year.
Yes.
We were there for Native American Heritage Day, and it was super hot, but it was really good to see a lot of people out there, and I only made it to probably half the fair this year because, you know, we have that store out there and we didn't work it. Wendy and I just support it. So it was good that we picked this year not to work the fair every day because it was a million degrees.
It was a million degrees for sure.
God. And then, so when, you know, this is a question I don't know. When does your session start?
We do not begin session 2024 until February. Oh. We operate in a biennium, so every 2 years. Last year was finance year. This year will be policy year. We'll focus mostly on policy. I'm sure there will be some finance included. Usually when you do any kind of policy, there's dollars connected to it. Mm-hmm. So as education finance chair, any of the policies that we make in education policy will come to me if they have any kind of money connected to them or if there's a cost to the programming. So that is going to be next February, and then we go until May.
Mm-hmm. So school started this week. I guess I didn't miss it when it was a million degrees, but today is a reasonable day, and I do miss the students and the learners. Who knows? Someday maybe I'll go back and volunteer, but I do miss the kids.
I really agree with you. This is the third September that I'm not going back to school, and I do miss not getting back into my library and dusting things off and putting books out and reviewing all the new books and, you know, introducing those to the students. So I really am a little bit bummed out about that, but I know we're sending them back into programs and schools that are better than they were last year. Minnesota, of course, is a no-cost breakfast and lunch state. We passed that very early. Heather Gustafson, just north of here, said that was her number one thing she wanted to get done when she got elected to the Minnesota Senate, And she got elected. And the first thing I did was contact her and say, okay, get your bill ready. And she's like, what? So she learned very quickly and became an expert. And we passed that off of the Senate floor and the House floor and had the governor sign that early on so schools knew what to expect. We put millions of dollars in wraparound services, mental health, nurses, social workers, a lot of money into safety in schools. So ensuring that the schools are more safe, that they have personnel, if they choose to have resource officers, they can have that, which has become gotten a little controversial here in Minnesota.
Right.
You know, we put money into libraries for the first time ever in years and years. There are schools that for the first time in a long time have a librarian in them. And as a former library media specialist, I am especially excited about that.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about more about education when we come back. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. And we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish talking about her constituents and kind of like with me having a little FOMO here with the beginning of school. And what a great school year I hope everybody has. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
I'm Cynthia Magallanes, Executive Director of Minnesota Recovery Connection, inviting everyone to join us for the annual Walk for Recovery on Saturday, September 9th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Minnesota State Capitol grounds. Minnesota Recovery Connection's Walk for Recovery, presented by New Way Alliance, will be bigger and better than ever in 2023. Join us for Minnesota's premier all-recovery event, a day for everyone and anyone to celebrate recovery and break the stigma associated with substance use disorder. Sign up today. Registration is free. You can also take this opportunity to invest in recovery and donate to the walk. Your financial support helps Minnesota Recovery Connection strengthen the recovery community through peer-to-peer support, public education, and advocacy. Most importantly, though, please join us at the walk and put a face on recovery. Bring your family and friends to the Minnesota State Capitol grounds on Saturday, September 9th to celebrate recovery. For more information and to register, please visit minnesotarecovery.org/walk.
End-of-life decisions are not easy to make. Hi, I'm Mary T. of Mary T. Hospice Care. It's important to make sure that this difficult time is meaningful and comforting to you and your loved ones. Our hospice team provides an individualized program of physical, emotional, spiritual, and practical care so your loved one is comfortable and not in pain. At Mary T. Hospice, we understand that choosing the right hospice care provider can be overwhelming, but we're here to assist you. Learn more today at MaryTInc.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Development Institute in Minneapolis.
Hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and we were having a conversation here before the break, and I just want to jump back. As being a former educator and even as a former student a million years ago in school, I can't really overemphasize how important breakfasts are. So and to have food. And sometimes in the inner city and even everywhere, that might be the only meal that these learners may get all day. So I just say it's so important, and just a million thank yous to the legislators and the governor for signing this bill.
You know, it, you and I both know very clearly how hunger and lack of nutrition affects students' behavior, students' emotions, and certainly their ability to learn and absorb information. When your tummy's growling and you're feeling lightheaded or for whatever reason, you know, trying to do anything academically is near impossible. And we always hear about that word hangry. You know, when you're that hungry, you're pretty owly and can be set off pretty easily. And it was our intention to ensure that we address childhood hunger to begin with, because we want kids to be happy and healthy and their bodies to be strong, especially in these days when we're in a bit of a recession. And I can tell you, every time I go to the grocery store, I'm just horrified by how much things cost. And I can't imagine a full family trying, you know, a parent's trying to feed a full family of kids in this day and age. And that means that those families are probably going to choose cheaper, less nutritious items from their grocery store that's going to fill those tummies up. Or it might mean that, you know, the kids go hungry and the parents go hungry. That's not good for any of them. So but by providing breakfast and lunch at no cost, we are ensuring that at least during the school year, and oftentimes these meals are provided through our park service and other areas, that the students are getting some good food. It might not, you know, be what we'd all like to have for breakfast or lunch, but it's good food. It's nutritious food. And we know that those kids are getting that. And like you said, it might be their only meals of the day. And to go home and know that there's not much left to feed your kids has got to be heartbreaking for parents.
Yeah, really good points. And I remember seeing a documentary years ago, and as a matter of fact, it kind of helped Wendy become a full-time vegan, was Food Inc. And just the cost of food and what people could afford. And it would be great if we could federally subsidize vegetables and fruits as opposed to people going to fast food because it's less expensive. But yeah, that's a thing. That's definitely a thing. The quality of food too, and how our students learn and how they, you know, there's a record amount of early diabetes, second diabetes. And that's something that wasn't really happening when we were young. And when we were young, going to McDonald's was a big thing. You know, yeah. It was like a huge thing that the family was not, mom was not going to cook tonight and we're going to McDonald's. And it wasn't a way of survival and getting cheap, unhealthy food like it can be now.
Yeah, that is just so true. And, you know, I've been told, and I'm starting to see in many different ways that the cost of food these days is also affecting our food shelves. The food shelves don't have the donations that they were getting. When we talk about fresh fruits and fresh vegetables, of course, those are really perishable. But the ability for a lot of the grocery stores to donate, you know, food or day old bakeries or things like that is getting a little bit tougher for a lot of the food shelves. And that means that families that need to use that to subsidize are also possibly, you know, struggling in that way as well. So we just want to make sure that those kids get something at least twice a day that's going to get them through.
You know, we're broadcast all over in Wisconsin and Illinois and, of course, the Twin Cities, and people catch us on Facebook Live and YouTube. Let's back up and talk a little bit about the big victories. And, you know, we talk about a lot of time here on Native Roots Radio, if you're not at the table, you're being what's served. And we were at the table this year as Native Americans during the legislative session. And let's talk a little bit about those victories that we've had.
Sure. Minnesota, again, you know, I think we're kind of the talk of the town with all the incredible good work that we did, and especially for Indian country. But when it comes to Indian country in Minnesota and education, I can tell you it was just a banner year. We had a bill that we incorporated into our final omnibus bill that just made an incredible difference. It's one of the things that a lot of the tribes struggled with was getting educational data to the tribal nations about their tribally enrolled or their descendant students. And we were asked quite often over the years to allow for school districts or MDE, Minnesota Department of Education, to share that data with the tribes so that they can best support the students. And so we were able to get that passed. We created Indigenous Education for All. So we are directing the education commissioner to embed Indigenous education for all students. And they have to work with the recommendations from the Minnesota Tribal Nations and the urban Indigenous communities to update our state academic standards so that we're getting the full factual historic information.
Yeah.
What else did we do here? We prohibited mascots, American Indian depiction or name. So that is defined as an American tribe or band, as defined by the tribe or band, for terminated since 1940, and any of the tribes or bands recognized by the state. And they would have to go through a process of applying for, if a school wanted to do that and continue, then they would have to apply for it and get permission through a process. We also put a lot of money into Indian teacher training account. Wow. So that this allows grant recipients to use grant money for up to 16 months. And that was like $75,000 that we put towards that. And I've had a few people reach out to me. It's like, how can I access that? And I was able to move them towards that. We redefined American Indian identity. So our American Indian students, anyone who identifies as American Indian or Alaskan Native, that was not part of it. Hmm. We also, what else did we do? We are providing money for districts or participating schools to conduct American Indian education programs if they meet that threshold. I think it's 20 students or more. And when that happens, then there needs to be an American Indian education family or parent advisory group. So they would give guidance on how to not only educate those Native American kids to the best way, but also how the Indigenous Education for All would look in their school. We're allowing our American Indian students to wear a regalia or tribal regalia or objects of significance at their graduation ceremony. Previous to this, a lot of school districts didn't allow it. Some did. And it was almost like a school to school decision. But we said, nope, across the board, you have to let them do that. A lot of kids really wanted to wear their sacred.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A federal judge in Georgia has rejected former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows' bid to move his Fulton County racketeering case against him to federal court. Meadows says he will appeal. Former President Trump could also ask to move his trial to federal court. Tonight, he held an election rally in Grand Rapids, South Dakota, where he talked about his multiple indictments.
Indicted? You're going to be indicted. How about me? I have to go see my wife. Darling, may I talk to you for a moment? Yes. I'm going to be indicted for no reason whatsoever.
Mr. Trump also picked up an endorsement from the state's governor, Kristi Noem. The United Auto Workers has rejected a contract offer by Stellantis, the parent company of Dodge and Chrysler, which included 14.5% pay increases a year. The union wants at least 40% and a 32-hour work week for 40 hours pay. The strike deadline is next Thursday. This is ABC News.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd.
That's 612-333-SNAP or snapconstruction.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call because we don't like to see anyone in pain. And we'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get.
Chambaud Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at ChambaudFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Clear tonight with a low of 60, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday with a high of 78. Cooler temperatures are on their way, so warm up with a delicious meal from an Eat Local Minnesota restaurant or food purveyor. Check out the list of Eat Local Minnesota restaurants and food purveyors at eatlocalminnesota.com.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul, bringing you only the best coffee roasted to perfection.
Yes, they do. And I love that Steve's special blend. It's super dark and very tasty early in the morning. Hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish and talking about a lot of different things here as we do. Very informational when you're on, State Senator. I know, like, it's hard for me, not hard for me, but it's a big picture when you go to the state capitol and you want to go maybe visit your office or do stuff like that. There's so many people involved. Let's talk about them a little bit today, because I know it takes a lot of people for me in my job to really, make things go, whether it's giving me information that I need or, and so how does that work for you, and who are some of the players out there?
It takes so many people to get just one bill passed. And I know there are, especially kids will ask me, like, how do you write a bill, or how do you know how to write a bill? And I don't write the bill. I have the ideas that maybe I think up, or constituents or people send me thoughts and ideas, but I don't actually sit down and write a bill. And we have people, we have researchers at the Capitol that do a lot of, you know, do all of that kind of work. Oftentimes I'm not exactly sure, you know, what we can do or what we can't do. And so there are lawyers in the background that are looking at the ideas and the legislation, where it's happening, if it's even, you know, legal to do something. And I really could not do it without, I have a legislative assistant. His name is Sammy Rajab. And he's really great. He's moving into the position as my committee administrator. And then we have counsel, somebody who like counsels us on the bill and lets us know what's going on and what's happening. And that's a wonderful woman, Anne Marie Lewis. She knows everything about legislation and education bills. It's amazing. And then, I'm in education finance, so I need somebody to give me the financial, you know, 101 all the time. And we have this wonderful person, Jenna Hofer, that does that for us. And, you know, it's just been amazing how many people it really takes to do that work. I have education finance, but I also have my partner, Senator Steve Swadzinski, who does education policy, and our offices are right next to each other. Our assistants, his assistant, Reagan Green, is extraordinary. And then we have another committee administrator, Dana Elling. I mean, it takes all of us to do this work, to get the bills, the ideas, get them to the revisers, get the bill to the engrosser who actually prints the bills out. And the whole process is really extraordinary. So this is, this is not just me doing this work. It's a whole huge, wonderful team of people.
Yeah. And that's really cool to know. And, you know, we talk a lot of times on Wednesday with Arvina Martin, who's the first Native American city council member in Madison, Wisconsin, and she's Ho-Chunk, and she is now the CEO of Emerge Wisconsin, which is a program, a national program that help women across the country run for office. And I know she was talking about a few people that have done it, but like her, there's famous Native Americans that are out there that are working in politics right now that have taken that. So it sounds to me, too, we want to get people to run for office, too. And it sounds like that it could be less overwhelming when you explain this process. You come in with an idea, you want to do this, and then there's people to talk about, is it legal or how do I word it and things like that. So I think we should tell people that it's not as hard as it looks, but it's also not a job where people can kick back and not do anything, which we know some of our friends across the table do.
It is a tremendous amount of work, but we do have a tremendous support system as well. And when I think about my 7 years in the legislature and the really good legislation that we have passed that has had positive effects on our Native communities in Minnesota is extraordinary. And I have to say it's probably because a big part of it is because we have Native people in the legislature. We have our three House members, Jamie Becker Finn, Heather Keeler, Lish Koslowski, me in the Senate, and then, of course, our Lieutenant Governor, who are constantly pushing these ideas and pushing, telling the stories, educating the not only the legislature or the public. You know, right now there's two bills that I passed that are very controversial here in Minnesota. One of them is returning a small bit of a state park to the Upper Sioux. It's the site of, it's a sacred Dakota lands, the site of skirmishes and death. There's burial mounds on there, and it's been used as a state park where people can come and camp and ride horses and go on trails and enjoy the river. But this is a sacred site, and it's a burial grounds. And there are a lot of people that are not happy that I think it's just a few acres is being returned to the tribe. And the other issue is the new flag for Minnesota and the new emblem for Minnesota. Honestly, I don't know if because like Chair Jenswald had been working 18 years to get that land returned.
Right.
And I think because we're there to tell the story and remind people about, you know, being good neighbors, some of these things have been able to get passed.
Well, it's even as goofy as like people wondering, one, if we care, two, as Native Americans, two, are we still a viable entity in the United States? And, you know, that we're not prehistoric dinosaurs. So to see face to face in different shapes and ways of life, we see Native Americans showing up to these things saying we are still here, and the representation is unbelievable, because we do talk a lot of to our neighbors on Native Roots Radio and what's happening in Wisconsin, and we are light years ahead right now.
I think so, and it really sets a precedence, or it sets an example for other states when they hear about the work that we're doing here. You know, sometimes they just never thought about it. And here's an idea. You know, we passed that law, that legislation to create a MMIR license plate that anybody and everybody can purchase here in Minnesota, especially to bring awareness to the trauma of our, you know, people are excited about that. They want to know about it. I'm always going to, especially faith-based organizations that want to know more about the history of the trauma and violence against our women and children, our men, our boys, and our two spirits. And they're really kind of dumbfounded. And plenty of these older folks are like, wow, we lived right next to this Indian and we didn't know that. Or we lived right by a reservation and we didn't know that. And so it's been 7 years of educating Minnesota. And I think we've got good things to show for that.
Well, you know, you said that twice now that you've been 7 years of time flies, and that's like the same length that the show has been on the air. So that's crazy that we have kind of similar anniversaries here. I didn't realize that. I thought when I had you on the show years ago, I always thought you were a senator or at the time representative a lot longer. But kudos to you. That's a long time serving our people in a good way.
Yeah. And I hope I hope I'm able to do it. And I hope that there are more that join me, because I sure could use some buddies in the Senate that are going to help do this work.
Haley, that she's calling you, I think. No.
Yeah, I'll meet you. Meet you at the Capitol, Mary. Yeah.
Okay. We'll make space.
Right on. Well, again, we got like a minute left, and I would really love it if, or we got a couple minutes left, I'd really love it if you just would like to spitball anything you'd like to talk about here in these last 2 minutes.
Gosh, what do I want to talk about? I think I'd like to go back to the whole education discussion and encourage parents to really participate with their children in their children's learning, even if you aren't comfortable, even if you didn't have a good education system. Try to build up a positive attitude around education. Support your student as best you can, and your teacher, the teachers. I mean, you might not always have the most perfect teacher in the world, but know that those teachers are there working really hard under a lot of times, a lot of stress. I want to encourage you to bring a lot of books into your home, turn off the TV and read to your children, ask them really good questions. When you're in the car, have them practice their multiplication tables or do some mental math equations, whatever you can do to bolster their learning, but also support their self-esteem and become involved in their schools with your students and in the community. That's what I would like to end this with.
Wow, Mary, thank you so much. Really, we are really blessed to have you on the show and speak these positive, always positive, good truths of what's happening in Minnesota and in your work and our Native community. Just a big peeny gee. Thank you so much.
You bet. Wopala, everyone.
Hey, up next.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Outfront Minnesota is a driving force behind LGBTQ plus advocacy in our state, and they're gearing up to honor our state's monumental achievements in protecting our LGBTQ plus neighbors. While other states took steps backwards, Minnesota had the greatest advance in LGBTQ plus rights in 10 years. We showed that Minnesota is committed to affirming our values as a state that trusts individuals to make informed decisions about their bodies and lives, while also taking pride in delivering exceptional health care and supporting communities in need. We passed a conversion therapy ban and a trans refuge bill, and now Upfront Minnesota is ready to lead Minnesota towards even a brighter future. To celebrate, Outfront Minnesota is hosting their annual gala, where we bring in together more than 700 guests at Allianz Field on Thursday, September 14th. The event celebrates a year of legislative wins while honoring diverse communities propelling Minnesota forward into next year. Again, that's Thursday, September 14th at Allianz Field with a dinner at 6 and party at 8. So come celebrate Minnesota's progress on LGBTQ plus rights and order your tickets at outfront.org.
I love my Toyota vehicle, so when I have to get service done, there's only one place I go, Rudy Luther Toyota. They know Toyota's inside and out. It starts with them checking your alignment and tire treads with their Hunter Quick Check Drive Inspection Service. Oil changes, tires, batteries, wipers, no matter what you need done, they can help you with reliable Toyota parts and the best service team in Minnesota. Check out their website, RudyLutherToyota.com, for service and parts specials just for Toyota vehicles. Get your Toyota serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents, I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. How? Hey, Kadagi, producer Haley Cherry, Shashap, hey, Wangawini here with you guys. Before I hand this last portion off to our humane policy advocate, Wendy Pilot, I just want to give a shout out to everyone driving out in the caravans, Washington, D.C. this weekend in protest to demand Elder Leonard Peltier's clemency from his life in prison. Tonight, there is a gathering being held at 2500 Cedar Avenue South or Cedar Field in Minneapolis from 6:30 to 8:30 with speakers, drumming, singing, and a meal provided by the gathering's cafe. If you're not able to join tonight's caravan stop send-off or at the White House protest, please, please, please call President Biden and demand justice for Leonard Peltier, Pina Gigi. And also make sure to tune in next week as we do have some tickets to give away for the Ray Bonneville and Corey Medina and Brothers 8 p.m. show next Friday at the Cedar Cultural Center here in Minneapolis. With that being said, I hope everyone is having a great Friday. Here is Wendy Pilot with Sacred Animals.
Hey, everybody. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Haley. My name is Hana Jihihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dagger Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. I am recording this segment from inside my car. I hope you can't hear the engine and the air conditioning going on. We're having work done in our house, and it's very noisy, so I can't record there. It is hot. It is hot. Tomorrow, thankfully, it's going to be in the 70s. It's been really, really hot. And I want to ask everyone if they could just put a pail or a pan of water out for our little critters, the little chipmunks and rabbits and birds and whoever else needs water. This weather has been really, really hot on them and really hard on them. I was at the vet this morning with our cat, Lucy. Lucy gets subcutaneous fluids because she's in kidney failure. She's doing well, and she's hanging in there. And as we were leaving, I saw a man bringing in a cat, carrying the cat. The cat looked horrible, and he said he found her. So I'm sure she's dehydrated, you know, she needs fluids and water and to pump her up. So just put a pan of water out for the little critters. That would be great. I found out, and I didn't know that, but from September 6th through October 6th, we want lights out because birds need the lights out during their peak migration. Yes, 2/3 of all songbirds migrate at night. Light pollution can cause them to become confused. Tracy Avery encourages everyone to turn off all unnecessary lights. If this is not an option, use warm white or yellow colored light bulbs. Shield your light bulbs to direct light down and install motion sensors if working indoors at night close to drapes. So what we're going to do is Robert and I have like string lights on our deck in the back, so we will not be putting those on because we want our songbirds to be able to migrate. And we don't want them to be disoriented because of the light pollution. I have some pig facts here. I love pigs. I don't eat pigs. And I just posted something that a fire department in Bronx, New York, or was it Brooklyn? Bronx, I think. I'd have to look it up. They just adopted a pig. And they have it in the fire station. And now none of the men there will eat any pork. So that's a good thing. But pigs sing to their young while nursing. Scientists rank pigs as one of the most intelligent animals, following closely behind apes and dolphins. So that is pretty smart, really. Pigs like to snuggle and prefer to sleep nose to nose. They dream just as humans do, and they are awfully cute. I know it's a little early to talk about this, but Halloween is coming, and people decorate their houses wonderfully. But the thing is that they use the fake spider webs, and they put it all over their, shrubbery and around their doors. But please don't use this stuff to decorate. It's strong enough to snare an owl, and it takes a terrible toll every October on small birds, including hummingbirds. It's also deadly to monarch butterflies and even bees. So all these little animals will get stuck in that fake spider web that you use, and it is awfully sticky. So use other decorations. There's plenty out there. Toads eat slugs, flies, and other garden pests. If exposed to yard chemicals, toads cannot survive. So avoid pesticides and other yard chemicals. So Robert and I, we got rid of our lawn a couple of years ago, our front lawn, and we planted a prairie garden. And the prairie garden is all native plants to Minnesota, all pollinators. So we attract bees, butterflies, all the kind of pollinators, and we're really happy to see it. You should see our front yard. It is buzzing with activity at all times of the day. And we were told, since we have little rain gardens in there, that we could attract toads and frogs. So I would love to be able to see that. That would be wonderful. And I do leave like shallow pans of water out there with like pebbles in them so that the insects can drink water, because believe it or not, insects get thirsty. So I have pictures that I've posted on my Facebook of some bees standing on top of the little pebbles and drinking the water. It's really cute. Mad that a skunk dug around your yard? Don't be. She's likely did you a big favor. It takes one brave animal to raid the nest of wasps and ground hornets, but striped skunks are up to the task. A digging skunk is often in the middle of chomping up the larvae of stinging insects that dwell in the ground, often saving property owners from the upsetting surprise. Skunks are vital to our ecosystem and a treasure to have around. So those little animals, I can't believe that they eat the wasps and hornets. So that's fantastic. I've never seen a skunk in real life. I would really love to be able to see a skunk someday. I guess we're not going to see it in the cities here in St. Paul. We will have to go elsewhere to see that, I believe. Last but not least here, I have a little thing about ravens.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or Cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
ABC News.